This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv. Also, l'schus refu shleim v'kol chay le'am Yisrael. Also, l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are nesuna b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Meseches Shvuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. We're talking about a person who makes a Shvua, he swears. And we were told that there's two types of Shvua. One is Bitui, where he said something that is he's not going to do. And now we're going to, and the other one is Shvua Shav. But we're going to concentrate on the Shvua's Bitui right now. Shvua's Bitui, a Shvua of utterance, where he said something that either he didn't end up doing or he swore to that he did it and he really didn't do it. Nehekes ba'anoshim uvanoshim. It could be a man making the shvua or a lady making the shvua. Both of them are usher. Berchaikim of Kraven, whether they're being sworn to something by their relative, or if somebody who is a person who's not related to them at all. Beksherim ubapsulim, a person who is a kashala edis. So it's a person, a person who keeps all the tayag mitzvahs and everything, or people who are pasul la'edis, like somebody who gambles, or any of the people who are over any of the averus that make them be pasul la'edis. B'fnei bezdin, whether it's in front of bezdin that this happened or not in front of bezdin, it's always going to be usher in those cases. But there is one caveat, it only can be mipiatzmai. It can only be that he did it on his own, he's the one who said the shvua. So what does mipiatzmai mean? We have a little graph over here to explain. A person who said, who ate food. He first ate the food. Now, he ate food, and then he went ahead and swore that he didn't eat the food. That is mushpa mipi atzmai. He swore on his own sum, and therefore he's chayef. He ate the food, and then a person came over to him and said, "Did you eat the food?" And he said, "No." And he said, "I'm making you swear." And he said, "Amen." That is also considered that is mipi atzmai, because the amen that makes the shvua is something that he said on his own sum. However, if he ate the food, and then a person said, "Did you eat the food?" And he said, "No." And he said, "Would you swear that you didn't eat the food?" And he said, "I swear." He says he swears that he didn't eat the food. Then that is someone who was sworn by someone else. If he answered "Lo yachalti," I did not eat the food, then he's considered as if he's sworn by someone else, and that is pater. That is not considered as shvus bitui at all. Now, what is the punishment for v'chayavin? And we will chayav on it, as we mentioned before in the Mishnah. Al zadoina makis. If he did it on purpose, then he gets makis. Al shegagasa carbon oil v'yared. And if he did it by mistake, he is mechuyev a carbon oil v'yared. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.